Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Frank from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This call is quick and confidential. Do you consider yourself as male, female, or something else?
I won't give you any of my information, but I can give you answers to your questions.
Sure, that'll be okay.
All
now,
right.
Do you consider yourself as male? Or
yes.
Female? Yeah, okay. And can you please tell me in which state that you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you. And can you please tell me your zip code?
13208.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is the year of your birth?
The what? I'm sorry.
The year of your birth?
Oh, just 1990.
1990.
Yep.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
Thank you. And can you please tell me what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Today's current political stuff, I would say Republican, but normally I would be conservative, independent, but Republican.
Thank you so much for your response. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has not power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Are you talking local election, like my local elections, or presidential?
Generally, including both?
Yeah, generally speaking, oh, you're talking both?
Yes.
Well, they're two completely different spectrums. My local elections, obviously, I feel like I have a lot of power, but when it comes to presidential elections, I feel like it's a complete zero. It doesn't mean anything at all. So.
And from 0 to 10?
My 0 to 10? Like, we're going to say 0.
Thank you so much for your response. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris? Republican Donald Trump? Third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Third-party candidate Jill Stein? Undecided? Would you vote for other political offices but not president? Or would you not vote at all in the upcoming election?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be a representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. And here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. The first one is, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the last one is, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal. Or you don't know.
I think government should stay out of it. Only for medical problems. I don't think it should be taken out completely, but I also don't think that everyone should be able to go and have it done. It should be for medical reasons to save parents' lives.
Will be the second option?
Yep, that's probably a fit best.
Thank you. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describe the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York, or not sure?
I think there's restrictions, I'm pretty sure, with it. That's one side of the politics I haven't been really paying attention to too much was the abortion section of it. I know New York is an extremely liberal state, and so I would have to go with that there is abortions allowed, probably with some restrictions, I would say.
Thank you so much for your response.
Yeah.
And
yep.
How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
For my own personal self, I'm not super concerned, because I'm not going to have unsafe sex and have an abortion with a child. If I want to have a child, I'll have it the correct way. But it is very concerning with other people what's going on in the world.
So you would say not very concerned?
Not very concerned, no. Not with New York State, no.
Thank you. And, well, as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Not necessarily. My state itself, I haven't heard specifics for my state generally. I've heard a lot throughout the country, though, but not New York State itself.
Thank you so much for your response. Now, based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I would probably, like I said, I want government and state out of medical practices, so I would vote no, whatever keeps the state out of people's medical practices. I don't think the state and government should be involved with doctors and people's medical problems. The only thing I think the state and federal government should be in is if someone healthy comes in with a baby, they should not have an abortion, only if there's a medical issue that could cause the mother to die.
Thank you so much for your response. Now, moving to the next part, here is the text of proposal number one, the amendment that may appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections, adds a certain protection to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state of constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
About the abortion? That's the abortion question, right?
Yes.
I lost you a little bit on that question. Sorry.
Yeah, actually, the ballot covers a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to do with LGBTQ and all that stuff, rights? Or I heard part of it, but you broke up a little bit on it.
If you want, I can repeat the question.
Yeah, you can if you want.
Thank you. Now, here's the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in the New York in the November 2024 election. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Add this anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote lifts these protections out of the state of Constitution.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the... I'd have to see or read more about that bill. I'm not sure what the vote is for. I
would you be undecided?
About discrimination. Yeah, you can put undecided for now, yeah. Yep.
Thank you. Now, if you have to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or would you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would not vote on that.
Vote no. Okay. And what values are behind your current decision to vote no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. And the list is safety, empathy, parents' rights, family, goes too far, personal responsibility, responsibility to women, faith in God, protecting lives of unborn children, and distrust of government. You can select it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, my view on abortion is basically if the mother is in harm's way to lose her life, then it would be okay. Other than that, you're killing a baby, in that my eyes. So it'd be killing Yeah, that's where the fight comes in. It's killing an unborn child, unborn baby, which is still alive in my eyes, and also, yeah, distrust in the government for trying to step in. So a little bit of both on that.
Thank you so much for your response.
Yep.
And does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Just the abortion motivation, you're saying?
Yes.
No. Scale out of 1 out of 10, it's a 0 for me, the abortion problem. There's so many more other things in this world that's going on. Abortion's at the bottom of my scale for why I'll be voting in November.
Okay, so it's going to be much less motivated to vote?
Yeah, it has no purpose why I'm going to the ballots on November. No purpose.
Thank you for your response. Now, if you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No, my mind is completely made up on my candidate, and no sway in my vote for sure.
So it will be somewhat or much likely less to vote for that candidate.
Yeah. When you're still talking abortion, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. No difference whatsoever in my eyes to why I'm voting in November.
Thank you. Difference. Now, if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want an abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I feel like if it's a doubleheader, I feel like they want the states to be in responsible for their own laws on abortion, but I also feel like they do want abortion to be completely available for anyone that wants it, which I think is not right. So a little bit of both of that. They want the states to decide also, but they also want to get their dirty hands in on it too.
They will be the first option. They want abortion to be legal and accessible. Thank you.
Yeah, probably. Yep.
Now, to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortions to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion law?
I'd have to say probably they want states to decide also, and then I also feel like it's exceptions is what I feel like I've heard Trump talk about, was certain exceptions for abortion.
Thank you so much for your response. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be legal nationally with some exceptions? Or want the states to decide on their own abortion law?
I feel like where we're at right now in a country, that we should try and, you know, make it a little bit smaller, get federal government out of it. And I feel like it should be a state thing. That'd help for right now, all states, and then keep federal government out of it.
So would you want the state to decide on their own abortion law?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you. And when thinking about who to vote in the race for United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement, meaning that you will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion? Very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Honestly, with how horrible the country is right now, I'd say it's extremely unimportant. I really, you know, we have a lot more things to fix in this country than just abortion. You know what I mean? We have China and all these other problems in our country. Abortion is at the bottom of my list, unfortunately. And I wish I didn't have to say that. I wish it could be a problem I care about more, but there's just so much more going on.
Thank you so much for your response. Yep. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement, very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Can you just say the first part of that again and switch it over?
Sure. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement, meaning that I will not vote for the candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion? Very important, somewhat important, neutral, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
It's completely unimportant. I mean, honestly, I will keep, you know, abortion, and we're chasing around in circles at this point. If you want to ask me important questions about this country and what's going on politically, I'd love to, but if you're going to keep asking abortion,
moving to the next part, and we're almost done with the party. Now,
I'm done with abortion questions because I've already told you how I feel. I feel like you could answer it for me.
And thank you so much for your response. Now, you would now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to their reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancy, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide,